It's time for the latest installment of Inside Cloud County, a detailed analysis of the athletics and activities of the Thunderbirds at Cloud County Community College. Now, let's go Inside Cloud County with T-Bird Sports Information Director, Toby Nosker.
The Cloud County Community College women's basketball team will open Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference play at home Wednesday night, hosting the Seward County Saints. Tip-off from Marley Bryan Gymnasium is set for 6 p.m. The T-Birds closed out non-conference play with a convincing 76-54 victory over North Platte Community College on November 15th. Eight different players scored for Cloud County in the win, led by freshman forward Sophia Todorovic, who tallied a season-high 25 points on 8 of 10 field goals, including drilling her only three-point attempt of the ball game. Todorovic also made 8 of 10 foul shots from the line. The win improved Cloud County to 4-1 heading into conference play. Seward County enters conference play with a 5-1 record and is coming off a 92-40 win over Dallas College Cedar Valley at the New Mexico Junior College Classic in Hobbs, New Mexico on November 15th. Cloud County and Seward County split their season series last season, with the T-Birds defeating the Saints 57-53 in Concordia. The Cloud County Community College men's basketball team will also open conference play against Seward County Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Cloud County has won 3 of its last 4 games and 5 of its last 7 contests against Seward County dating back to 2022. Seward County is out to a 5-1 start to begin the 2025-2026 season and is under new head coach Austin Downing. Cloud County is also 5-1 on the year and ended non-conference play with a 94-88 comeback win over North Platte Community College on November 15th. Cloud County is led by freshman forward Al Brooks Jr., who's coming off his fourth double-double of the season and averages 23.2 points per game and 10.7 rebounds per contest.